It's hot, huh?
Raffaele grimaced at his cousin Zanipolo's comment and glanced down the length of his reclining body again to ensure he was still fully in the shade of the umbrella. He was, but it didn't seem to make much difference when it came to the early morning heat. Damn, it was hot. Humid, too, and that was worse. He'd lived more than 2,000 years, and yet had never traveled to a place where the humidity was 88%, as it was here in Punta Cana. That was a choice. Raffaele disliked feeling sticky for no reason. Sweating due to hard labor was one thing, but being coated with dampness when just standing still was not pleasant to his mind. Sighing, he leaned back on the lounge chair and squinted unhappily around the sun-drenched beach. They'd flown in that morning, landing at 5 a.m. After settling into their room at the resort, Zanny had insisted on coming out for a swim before the sun rose and they retired to sleep the day away. Raffaele had agreed to accompany him, but had got out of the ocean first, and feeling zapped by the heat and humidity already in evidence at that early hour, had lain down on a lounge chair on the beach for a nap. He'd told Zanipolo to wake him when he was ready to return to their room. Zanny hadn't woken him. Instead, Raffaele had woken up on his own 3 hours later, by which time the beach was filling with people and the sun was high in the sky. Now he was stuck here until nightfall, unless he wanted to expose himself to the damaging rays of the sun and have to dig deep into their stash of blood to repair that damage, which he didn't want to do. Getting more blood wasn't like ordering a margarita here on the beach, especially in the Dominican Republic. It got complicated in countries like this, so why cause all that trouble when he was perfectly safe and could avoid the necessity simply by staying where he was? Mind you, it meant their cousin Santo was left alone up in their room. The thought made Raffaele glance back toward the resort's buildings. Santo was the reason they were on this trip. Not that he'd wanted to come. They were here at the insistence of Lucien Arjanot, the head of the North American Council. While they were Europeans and shouldn't really fall under his purview, the man had pull pretty much everywhere. He was also a relative by marriage now. Sort of. Raffaele frowned briefly over the complexity of Lucien Arjanot's relationship to his family, and then shrugged it away in favor of worrying about his cousin Santo. And he was worried about him. Santo Note was quiet and grim by nature, but he had been even grimmer than usual the last 14 months, since their adventures in Venezuela. The poor bastard had been one of the hunters kidnapped near the end of the ordeal, and he'd basically been tortured by the madman Dr. Dressler. Physically, Santo had recovered quickly once they'd rescued him and the other enforcers who had been taken. But psychologically, Raffaele's mouth tightened grimly. Everyone had been upset when Dr. Dressler had avoided capture and fled Venezuela, but Santo had taken it worse than most. His determination to find the scientist who had put him through such torture verged on obsession. It was all he thought about anymore. The way Raffaele saw it, Dressler wouldn't make it to the council for judgment if Santo was the one to find him. He would have the man's head. Which was fine, really. There was a kill-on-sight order on Dressler. The man was just too dangerous to both mortal and immortal alike to risk losing him again, if they ever found him. Unfortunately, after more than a year of fruitless searching, there had been no sign of Dressler, and Santo wasn't taking it well. He was angry, frustrated, and even more withdrawn than he had been before the torture. His nightmares weren't helping, Raffaele was sure. While Santo had always had them, they were more frequent now, and if the screams that woke him and everyone else from sleep were anything to judge by, more violent. Worse than all of that, though, while Santo insisted on helping the hunters search for Dressler.